Audio presents Rough Country, written by John Sanford, read by Eric Conger. The August heat was slipping away with the day. A full moon would climb over the horizon at 8 o'clock, and the view across Stone Lake should be spectacular. All a trick of the light, MacDill thought. Her father taught her that. A full moon on the horizon was no larger than a full moon overhead, he told her, as a small child, as they stood hand in hand in the backyard. The larger apparent size was all an optical illusion. She hadn't believed him, so he'd proven it by taking a Polaroid photograph of a harvest moon on the horizon, the biggest, fattest, yellowest moon of the year, then comparing it to another shot of the moon when it was overhead. And they were the same size. He took pride in his correctness. He was a scientist, and he knew what he knew. MacDill ran an advertising agency, and she knew her father was both right and wrong. Technically, he was correct, but you wouldn't make any money proving it. You could sell a big, fat, gorgeous moon coming over the horizon, shining its ass off, pouring its golden light on whatever product you wanted to sell, and screw the optical illusion. MacDill slipped across the water in near silence. She was paddling a 14-foot native watercraft, a canoe-kayak hybrid designed for stability. Good for a city woman, with soft hands, who wasn't all that familiar with boats. A half mile out from the lodge, she paddled toward the creek.